So isn't this just anti-racing propaganda from animal rights extremists?
I wouldn't call wanting basic animal welfare extremist. We're not calling to ban racing tomorrow. We're calling for reforms that prevent suffering. We're talking about banning whipping, drugs, and harmful equipment. It's not anti-racing, it's pro-animal welfare and pro-accountability.
But your campaign seems emotional rather than factual. Where's the actual evidence of cruelty?
The evidence is clear and documented. Tongue ties cause distress. Whipping causes pain, which is its very purpose. Performance-enhancing drugs are used to push horses beyond safe limits. Early racing damages developing bones. These are not just emotional opinions, they're real, measurable welfare issues. And our proposals are rooted in established animal welfare science.
You're targeting racing, but you're ignoring other animal industries with worse abuse. Isn't this hypocritical?
The NSPCA works across all sectors, from farming to companion animals to wildlife. This campaign is focused on horse racing right now because it's timely and visible, especially with events like the Durban July. But make no mistake, we campaign against cruelty in all its forms. Our mission is consistent: to prevent suffering to all animals wherever it occurs.
With a campaign like this, it's possible that you're hurting the livelihoods of grooms, trainers, and workers with this negativity. How do you justify that?
Anyone who utilizes animals for their own gain should comply with the law. Our constitutional court recognized animals as sentient beings, and this campaign emphasizes exactly that. If the authorities heeded to our request to improve the rules regulating the industry, coming from South Africa's animal welfare statutory body, this campaign wouldn't have been necessary. But it's the constant blind eye to pain and suffering that has led us here.
If whipping is so cruel, why do other countries still allow it? Are you saying they're all wrong?
Many countries are moving to ban or limit whipping precisely because they recognize it's cruel and outdated. Countries like Australia and the UK and others are debating stronger restrictions. Change takes time, but the direction is clear. Animal welfare standards are rising globally, and South Africa shouldn't be left behind.
Isn't this just a publicity stunt to raise donations for the NSPCA?
Our goal isn't fundraising, it's changed. And the simplest proof: our petition is free to sign. Our proposals are clear, practical, and specific. We're inviting the industry to engage with us, not attacking them. If they adopt real reforms, that's the outcome we want. For the public, we want people to sign our petition at nspca.co.za/reinintheplane. The more voices we have, the harder it becomes for the industry to ignore calls for accountability and compassion.